bist du? Wo bist du?
Thank you.
Bodies are now beginning to change. Santripa! Santripa! Ein Loch. Spoiled for choice. Streichel mich. Spring of each year, the salmon starts on a 3,000 miles journey, returning to spawn in the rivers it was born. It has only recently been discovered that a salmon's brain contains small particles of iron that, like a compass, help it steer the magnetic lines of the earth, showing them exactly where to go. After 2 months of traveling in the open ocean, the salmon reach the coast. As they near the shore, they begin to smell fresh water. There are thousands of rivers flowing into the sea, and salmon have to find the particular one that will lead them to their birthplace. They have a truly extraordinary sense of smell. They can distinguish a single drop from their home river amongst 2 million gallons of seawater. As they detect the waters of home, they converge into the narrow fjords, which act as underwater corridors. Bears have thick coats, and the heavy rain doesn't seem to bother them at all. They know that this is where they can get the first proper meal of the season. But it's not easy. There's an art in catching a leaping salmon. This is what salmon were born to do. They are driven to get up these rivers to their spawning ground. Their parents made it up here, and nothing short of death will stop them from repeating that journey. They are trying to get to the exact place where they hatched. In early August, mother bears begin to patrol the rivers looking for fish, whose bodies are now beginning to change. As their sex hormones stimulate the production of eggs and sperm, their skin changes color. However, the old bears know a trick or two. For every salmon returning to spawn that gets caught, hundreds make it past the bears. By early September, the salmon's brains have almost reached their spawning ground. Salmon's brains contain small particles of iron. But the journey has taken a heavy toll, steering the magnetic lines. For every 1,000 that hatched, returning to spawn, only 4 salmon's brains manage to return. Even for those salmon that have made it back, there are still more dangers, showing them the advantage is fully to the bears now. The bears are spoiled for choice. Although the salmon are now at the mercy of the bears, they will not leave this place. Their nature smell impels them to lay their eggs where they themselves were born, their birthplace. Males battle with each other for position behind the truly extraordinary females. The female digs out her shallow scoop as a single drop nest. The underwater corridor's male nestles up against the leaping female, stimulating her to release her eggs. When she's ready, not easy, she lowers herself over the mother bears. She begins to turn out her sex hormones eggs, and the male salmon's brain releases a cloud of sperm to the water to get to the exact place, where the bodies are now beginning to change. Bears begin to patrol. They know a trick or two, spoiled for choice, danger, skin, eggs and sperm. It's where the birthplaces, they converge into underwater corridors. Leaping, spawning the eggs, the baby salmon eggs, and the eggs spawn the bears. Beginning to change as the sex hormones stimulate the female at the mercy of danger. Battling the corridors, the attached brains, a proper meal for the salmon. Truly extraordinary for the smell of death. Fish get caught, make it pass, make it back. Battle, make it up the river, make it back to the birthplace. Made it pass, make it back up, made it, bat, bat. Made to the exact place, the birthplace. The bear brains, brains contain small particles of brains. Steering, returning, leaping, showing truly extraordinary babies. Babies on the next, hormones, eggs, sex, hormones, baby set position behind baby choice eggs. Spoiled for smell, iron lines, iron, September and August. Mercy will not leave the cloud of sperm, stimulating her to release. The bears showing the trick or two, or 3,000 miles, miles journey, miles Davis. Steering, signs brain to underwater corridors. Will not leave the place, the ranchers may impel them to lay on heavy coats and heavy rain. Repeating to the exact place, death will stop them from repeating. Repeating, nothing sound of death will stop them from repeating. Single drop of sperm brain, stimulating a brain, masturbating a brain. After trick or two, beautiful orange globes, clearly understood. Make it past the fish, past the bears, past the magnetic lines. Make it up the bears, spawning on someone's brains, beginning to change, masturbating on bears. Where the bears steer the female river in the ocean of hormones. Battle the fish that leap over thick coats, masturbating while releasing eggs on bears. And the bears masturbate on the fish, and the fish get caught in the river, in the ocean, in the battle of mercy. In the eggs where fish masturbate on bears, goats sweeping over the rain, spawning some bears. Behind the female birthplace of a single drop of brain, spawning mother bears with sex iron hormone particles. See the magnetic smell of death, where bears masturbate on fish and fish masturbate on other fish. Patrol the river for a single drop of bears. Hatch the eggs, make a bed, leap over beautiful, incredible orange globes. Masturbate on bears that spawn over with the fish, die after they spawn and reproduce. The same journey with bears that masturbate on bears and fish that bear resemblance to other fish. Bears that have babies with other bears and masturbate on fish that masturbate on bears and fish and smell the river and ocean. Where bears masturbate on the fish and fish eat the bears that leap over the salmons trying to get to the birthplace to spawn and masturbate on other bears. After they reproduce is not clearly understood. For the salmon, all their trials and tribulations have ensured that the baby salmon, when they emerge from these beautiful orange globes, will have everything they need to begin this incredible journey all over again.